KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, W4DJW.
Oh, I'm singing the blues this morning, brother. I've got my Dodge truck, my 2500, loaded down fully and in the bed and stacked about a foot and a half, 2 foot over the top of the bed with mulch that I got to go put out at the little house today. And listen, I'm having mulching lessons. Would you like to come learn?
No, I'm busy working. I'm up to my elbows in mulch in the stock market at the moment, so I can't oblige you. Does that mean we're not going to get to programming that receiver until maybe late in the day, or maybe not today at all?
Well, did you understand my text message the way I stated it about the calibration on the stab?
Yeah, that's unusual. Usually, if it'll do one or two of them, it involves all of the accelerometers and the gyros and barometer. It involves all of those in the calculation for one side. So usually, if it'll do one side, it'll do all six sides.
That's what I thought, but I'm getting the first three without issue, and then it will not take the fourth one. So, you know, I cannot get to that calibrated state.
Well, sometimes I find myself flipping it the wrong way. Like when it says put the pins up, I'll put the pins down. Right? And then I'll say, why did I do that? Right? Because that's just what I was doing. So pay very, very close attention when it's telling you which way to flip it.
I'm following the pictures on my screen. I'm putting it exactly the way the little image on the display is showing me to turn it. And I don't know, you know. But anyhow, what I think I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm just going to clean that model completely off, strip it off the model and just, or off of the computer and delete it. And I'm going to delete it by itself off of the radio. And I'm going to go in there and I'm going to start absolutely fully fresh clean. And when I delete that one off, that deletes the registration and bind for that receiver, doesn't it?
They keep saying once you register it, once you're done, you don't ever have to register it again. And that way you can move it from one airplane to another if you need to. And all you have to do is bind it. And you don't have to push any buttons to bind. You just tell it bind and you turn that one on and it finds it and binds to it. So I don't know, but you made me think of something when you were telling me about wiping everything off. You may have told it in part of the setup that the receiver is like pointing with the pins forward or something like that. You might want to check what you told that you mounted it as and make sure that what you're rotating it to would be what you're doing with the airplane when you're moving the airplane around with it in that orientation. Just thought of that while you were telling me you were going to wipe it out.
I never really got to that point in the software. And I'll tell you something, Dave. Those directions on the, or the instructions, instruction sheets that come with those receivers are sorely lacking.
That's because they know that there's hundreds of YouTube channels out there that walk you through it step by step, right? And I use the YouTube channels, right? And it's not always the same one. I'll just Google what I'm looking for, and I'll find one. And if he gets like he's talking a whole lot and he can't stay focused, I'll just blow him off and go to another one. And there's that many that you can do that.
Well, I've checked out six or eight of them, and they just kind of glaze over the stabilization calibration portion. You know, they say, okay, once you've registered it, once you've bound it and calibrated, this is what you do, and blah, 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 blah. And I've run through about eight of them that way. And there's this one guy, he's an Australian. Oh, my God, you've got to talk about going off on tangents, and then he'll come back to the original subject and go off on something else, and then come back. Oh, it's like herding wet spaghetti noodles uphill to get the info gleaned out of what he's trying to do.
You sure he's not the old guy from New Zealand? Because I think I know who you're talking about, but I'm not. You know who I'm talking about? The guy from New Zealand?
Yeah, I saw him too. Yeah, he's like that too. What it is I think they get on there and they enjoy the sound of their voice and they try to pack in a little bit too much information in an unstructured manner and they get off course. Oh, man. Man, I could write some scripts for those YouTubes that could keep things on track, and it would be invaluable if I had the straight information, you know?
Yeah, well, sometimes it just helps to get another set of eyes on it, right? I've had that happen to me many, many times in the past where I was just looking at it and looking at it and looking at it. And then I'd ask somebody at work, can you come look at this? And they point it out in 2 seconds. That's when you palm your forehead. Why did I not see that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So anyhow, it's really becoming a challenge now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wipe off, just delete out, and wipe off and see if I can't start fresh. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to try to run that calibration and do that before I start loading the airplane, if that's possible. So anyhow, if I don't manage that, what I'm going to do is I'm on my way back now. I'm going to run my mulch, and then I'm going to just sit down in front of the thing, wipe off, wipe clean, and re-engage and see if I can't take a real clean path on this thing and go from there. And then if I can't manage it, then I'm going to call the expert. So be prepared for a phone call this afternoon, bud.
Okay. Well, the only thing I got to do is I got to buy my daily quota of stocks, and then I've got to go get dry cleaning that I was supposed to have picked up on Friday, but I forgot all about it. So I got to go get that. And then there was one other thing I was going to do while I was out. And Amy will remind me sometime throughout the day what else it is. There's 3 things I had to get done today. Can't think of the last one. But whenever you're ready, right? I might be out on the road. I might be here. Once I get my daily quota done with the stocks, then I'm going to leave and go to the dry cleaners. And then after that, I'll just be monitoring them all day.
Okay. Well, I tried to wait till late morning to give you a holler. Because I knew you'd be all up in that. Hey, let me ask you a question. So what did you think of the end of the race last night? I thought it worked out okay. I just don't care for the number 2 guy there, Truex. But I like Denny Hamlin, and I like this guy Larson he managed to take the championship. He's a good boy.
Yeah, you're right. He is. But Amy's sister, her name is Martha, pulls for Truex, and Amy pulls for Hamlin. So I've been pulling for Hamlin since she's been pulling for Hamlin since he was, a rookie. And you just kind of get fall into that groove for that. And anybody who threatens his winning, like Larson has been doing so much lately, is the arch enemy. I know he's good. He won 9. That made number 10 for him. He's good. But of course he's little. His car doesn't have a whole lot of work to do. He's tiny. So it's kind of like those guys that race horses. They look for little bitty guys. And the smaller they are, the less work the horse has to do. So that's why I attribute his ability to do so good. His car doesn't. He only has half the weight of the human to haul around as all the other cars do. But he deserved it. And he got in there. He stuck with it. He had his hits. He got sent to the back a couple of times. He made his way all the way back to the front again. He deserved it. But I sure wish Denny would have won. He's 41 years old now. He's not going to get too many other chances to get a championship. He just hasn't ever done it before.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I'm going to tell you something. That is so hilarious. I made exactly that same analogy to my wife last night, because when I saw the end of the race, she said, and he got out of the car and was getting hugged by all of his crew, and she said, look at that, he's so small. I said the same thing to her, so. Yeah, but he seems like such a nice kid, though, you know? And I think he's going to be around for quite a while.
And the other one, Chase Elliott, he's just got some fans that are obnoxious. So I was glad Chase didn't win. I was okay with Larson winning, even though he's the archenemy, because he's been Hamlin's nemesis for quite a while now. But it's okay. He deserved it. And Truex, because Martha, my sister-in-law, pulls for Truex. So I can be okay with Truex beating Hamlin, but I can't be okay with Larson or Elliott beating Hamlin.
Well, for me, it all comes down to attitude, you know, and how clean they drive. You know, Larson, he seems to drive pretty well clean. I mean, he's not like, and don't get me wrong, I really liked Earnhardt Sr. I mean, he got out there and he bumped and he banged and he muscled his way to the front. And I know he did it once or twice, but you know, you don't see Larson putting somebody into the wall just for the meanness of it. You know what I mean?
Which is what Bowman did last weekend. The number 48. Did you remember that?
No. He is on my voodoo list. Anytime I get a chance to do some voodoo, I put him right there and I stab that little doll with his face on it. No, that's not. I mean, and in his case, that was just dirty driving. There was no need for that. He ain't in there. And, you know, the top guys like Larson and Hamlin, Denny can be a little bit rough around the edges sometimes, too. But, you know, that's, you know, hey, what's that old saying? Rubbing is racing. And, you know, but he's for the most part, a good, clean driver.
Yeah, they said, Kyle Petty said Denny's done the same thing that Bowman did last weekend to Elliott. I don't remember that, but he said he did, but he may have, but maybe I was blind because I was biased. That was probably the issue, but I didn't see that. I don't remember him doing that to Elliott. But yeah, I don't believe for one second that Bowman said he just overdrove it and it got away from him. He knew what he was doing. W4 DJW.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what, NASCAR is starting to come back. You know, hey, you do know that NASCAR is still for sale. I think we ought to pool our stocks and just go buy it.
I didn't know they were for sale. I haven't ever even looked at stocks in stock cars. Maybe I should look at that.
NASCAR as an entity has been for sale for some time. But their TV ratings have been cruising downward for the last 2 or 3 years. I think they peaked and anyhow, but hey, that's entertainment. So did you watch Titans and Rams?
No, was that a football game?
Right after the race.
No, the Giants won. That's all that matters in football. The Giants are really bad. They've been bad for many, many years, but they finally won one. So that offset Denny losing.
San Francisco Giants?
New York Giants.
Just goes to show what I know about the NFL. I just, you know, once they kowtowed and started doing all those different anthems and all that kind of stuff and just, you know, all the stupidity that was going on with the kneeling and all that stuff. Hey, when I watch sports, I want to see sports, not politics. And I haven't watched an NFL game in probably 3 years now.
Well, I don't do that either, but Amy does. She's a sports fan and she's a race fan. I used to do racing a lot. I used to go to Road Atlanta and I'd go to World 600 up in Charlotte every time there was a race that was anywhere in the area, I'd be there. And it was more motorcycle than cars, except for open wheel racing down at Road Atlanta. That was a lot of fun. But I got out of it. I lost interest after the guy that I pulled for hit the wall at 200 miles an hour on a motorcycle in Charlotte. And I just decided that's it. I can't do this anymore.
He survived?
No. He was like a rag doll. The second he hit it, he was dead. at 200 miles an hour on a motorcycle coming out of the second turn. You know, they go up high on the first turn, then they come down low, and instead of turning, his back tire exploded when he was in the second turn, and his bike just stood up straight and went straight into the wall.
Wow. Well, man, there's just not a lot you can say about that. But anyhow, that's just one of those sports where the risk is there no matter what. Anytime you mix that kind of speed with no protection. Well, listen, I just pulled up at the house. I got to go in and change clothes, get my overalls on, and get my shovel and get down there and get at it. So give me a call whenever you get out and about. I'll have my radio on, and give me a call whenever you get out and about, and let's see where I am on this thing, okay?
Okay, well, I'll give you a holler on here. If you don't answer, I'll text you.
Wiener Schnitzel. Have a good day, David. W4DJW.
All right, well, don't overdo it on the mulch thing. You need to be the supervisor, not the worker bee. Anyway, catch you later. KM4VWA, W4DJW, clear.
GUN. 2GUN. This is Kilo Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November monitoring.